98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. 12 minutes past nine. Joining us in the studio is our friend and our neighbor and world-renowned blues man, Morale Coryell. Hi, Morale.
Good morning, Rick.
Do you appreciate being called the blues man?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Just making sure, because I didn't know if that's...
I'm definitely cool with that.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, you also play other styles of music. You're an accomplished musician. We've been friends. We've known each other forever. And somewhere down the line, our paths separated a little bit. You know, you went your way. I went my way. We were still circling around
each
other. But
not too far away.
No, not too far away. Keeping tabs on each other, bumping into each other here and there. And then came a time where I had a chance to go to the Bearsville Theater on your recommendation, saying, "Hey, Rick, got a gig tonight. And guess who I'm playing with? Yes, Joe Louis Walker. Get yourself there. It's going to be amazing." And I said, "Whoa, how cool is that? Yeah, I've been playing with Joe for however long, and I recommend you come." On that recommendation from my friend and studio guest, Morale Coryell, I went to the show and had my face melted off. I mean, I've been a fan of Joe's for a while, and I've seen him play, and I've seen you play, but together there was something magical, some lightning in a bottle on the stage. That was the first time I saw you guys play, and, well, it wasn't the last, and it was something else. What do you got to say about our friend who we lost on April 30th? Joe Louis Walker.
Well, Rick, first of all, it's just great to be here with you, and thank you to all the listeners and supporters of WKZE, and longtime supporters of us local musicians that play the blues and other things. And, you know, Joe, and just hearing him, I mean, it lets you know that he's always going to be around in a way. When somebody dies, it's almost they're almost there more, you know, in a lot of ways. But, you know, the great thing about so many things, but Joe and I tell people about 90% of the time I knew what he was going to do, and 90% of the time he knew what I was going to do. And that was so fun. And then that other 10%, which was a surprise, was wow, you know, and... You know, it's very few and far between. You get like somebody that's a real musical compadre. You both feel and think the same things. And he was such a great teacher. You know, I mean, he was a mentor and like more than a family member, like more than an uncle. He was like somewhere between an uncle and a dad and a mentor and a friend. And I mean, I wouldn't be half the person and done half the things without him. And so Joe and Robin and everybody, you know, it feels really good to talk to people who knew him, you know, to let us know we're not alone. And, you know, he was supposed to play at the Falcon at the end of this month on May 30th. And rather than cancel it, it's been turned into a celebration and tribute to his life and his music with myself and the Joe Louis Walker Band and special guests. And that's going to be a really great place for us to, you know, celebrate, you know, his life and music.
Who's going to be joining you?
Well, the core band, it's Jeff Murfitt on bass and John Medeiros on drums and Scott Malici, a local guy, on keyboards. That was, you know, kind of Joe's trio or, you know, the three band members that were kind of a core. He sometimes would, you know, add me or add another keyboard player. I mean, you know, Joe was so generous, you know.
That's the word I use for him just more than anything. His guitar playing was generous. He, like I said, he would melt your face off and then go, "Okay, here you go, Morale. Show me what you got."
And in the nice, in the most loving, supportive way. I mean, people say that Joe saw something in them that they didn't see, that they hoped was there, but Joe saw it and he nurtured it.
I mean,
I've been hearing from people all over the world, you know, so people that play in really famous bands now at the top of their, you know, in their, of their industry and just talking about, if it wasn't for Joe, I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't have made it to where I am.
It's kind of incredible, the tributes and who they're coming from about Joe.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't Aretha call him the blues man? That's
the
why
blues
I started man. Out by yeah. saying yeah. the blues man, yeah. Mareli Coryell, because that was it. I mean, to have the Queen of Soul give you a nickname.
Yeah. That's it right there. That's pretty good. I remember, you know, Joe was such a supporter. I mean, he went and saw, I remember when he went and saw Aretha Franklin, like the last time she played at the Bar Devon in Poughkeepsie, and it was sold out. I couldn't get in, but he got in, and you know, Joe was a fan of the music.
Yeah.
He says, Mareli, I got to go see these people while they're still here. You know?
That's how I feel. Yeah. And that's how, you know, grateful I was that Joe Louis Walker was here in the studio on April 1st. Mm-hmm. And that was his last visit. And, well, we knew about the date coming up at the Falcon. And I graciously said, hey, Joe, because I like to put those two together. Yeah. But I asked him to come anytime and to come and promote the gig at the Falcon and bring your guitar and play. And he said, I'd love to. So he would have been with us. And there was a time before he was here and before you were here last that there was a possibility of the two of you being in the studio together.
We were going to do that. We were arranging it, you know.
Which would have been just a treat for the listeners and, of course, for myself. And again, I feel absolutely overwhelmed by the passing and just fortunate enough to spend quality time with such an influential, amazing, charismatic musician. Being able to talk to him about his craft, he just lit up. He would talk about guitarists, guitar playing, venues, and food on the road, anything, and blow your mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, in a good way. Like,
oh, he was a teacher. I mean, he would hold court, like, and believe me, he wasn't ashamed that some people called him Joe Louis Talker.
Well, it was Joe Louis Walker and the boss Talkers.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's kind of amazing. So how have you been going about your days with the loss of Joe?
I mean, I'm hanging in there and just talking with a lot of people and, you know, knowing that we're, you know, going through it together and thinking about, you know, what would Joe want and what would Joe want us to do? You know, and for me, I've been saying, I thought life was precious before, and now it's even more precious. Time is so important. You know, I'm going to play and dedicate my life in a new way, stronger than ever. You know, it's unfortunate sometimes when people die, that's when things get really real. And, it's really kind of lit a fire under me.
I saw a little thing that said, you only die once, but you live every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you might as well live it to the best you can.
Yeah.
So you never know.
It's like, that's like the Shakespeare thing. You know, a coward dies 1,000 deaths, a man dies but once. And so Joe was not afraid. So he lived, you know, he lived every day. I mean, to the fullest. He never stopped. He is every day pushing, looking for the next thing, you know, writing the next song, producing the next thing.
Mm-hmm. And that's inspirational to me as a musician and a human, because, you know, your work is what you leave behind. And he left behind a whole lot and a lot of influence and a lot of different styles of music, from gospel to R&B to blues to rock and roll. He did it all, and he did it with grace, style, and a prowess that was unmatched. He can play. That guy could play.
He brought it every time. Every time.
What'd you learn from him, Mareli?
Too many things to say all at once, but I'll say one thing that really stuck with me is, Joe used to say, it's better to be a bad version of yourself than a good version of somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to memorialize Joe with some music, or you want to just talk?
No, I'll definitely. I got a guitar here, and there's not that many people that can say Joe Louis Walker recorded one of my songs, you know? And cool. So I'm very proud of it, and, you know, I wrote it many years ago, but, you know, he did it, and it turns out that some songs, like, they may have been a snapshot in time, but they turn out to be true again. So maybe people can relate to this one. Things are going a certain way. It cost me $100 just to fill up my tank. Putting gas in my car, I may have to rob a bank. It's way too expensive. Looking at the menu, I wanna get me something to eat. When I see the prices, it knocks me off my feet. It's way too expensive. Way too expensive. Way too expensive. Way too expensive for me. Well, I work all day and night. My wife works all day too. Trying to save some money to put our kids through school. Way too expensive. Way too expensive. Say, way too expensive. Way too expensive for me. I see a fine young girl, and she thinks that I'm all right. She wants to be my girlfriend, but I only have a wife. And it's way too expensive. Way too expensive. Way too expensive. Way too expensive for me. War, brothers and sisters are dying too. Did I hear somebody say that it's good for me and you? It's way too expensive. Way too expensive. Way too expensive. Way too expensive for me. Oh, I can't afford that, man.
Live in the studio with Morali Coryell. We are talking about the blues artist all around, great musician, Joe Louis Walker. He passed away on April 30th of cardiac issues, and we wish Robin, his wife, and everyone in Joe's family, his children, and everyone in Joe's orbit who knew him, nothing but the best. And this is our, well, card to you all that he's in our thoughts and best wishes. So thanks a lot, Morali, for joining us and being here. As you tune up a little, that was a great tune. And in your hands is Larry's guitar. Is that correct?
Well, I can't really comment on that right now.
All right, enough said. Well, yeah, it doesn't matter whose guitar it is. It sounds really sweet.
Thank you.
And so what do you got coming up, Morali? I know, like, you're here discussing Joe Louis Walker with me, but what do you have on your horizon?
Well, I mean, I had been to... I had booked some recording dates, and Joe was supposed to play on it with me, and... You know, so, I mean, I'm still going to go ahead and record, and, you know, it's just the most important, you know, thing that I will have ever done, you know. And, you know, of course, the tribute to Joe at the Falcon, and, you know, and there's also a couple of other things that are happening that, like a festival up in Vermont, the White Mountain Boogie. That was a Joe festival gig that I had played with him, you know, years ago. And they contacted me. They said, Morali, we want to turn it into a tribute. Uh-oh. You know, would you do? So, you know, you know, so that's kind of some of the dynamics. Like it's, Joe used to say, it's the unexpected things that lead to something. It just... You know, we didn't foresee this, you know. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of outpouring and a lot of tributes and a lot of emotions. And so, mm-hmm. you know, it's just wherever you are, try to get there. Try to get a piece of what Joe was, you know, try to get, you know, close to the people that were close to him. And then maybe we can impart some of the knowledge and wisdom and love that he gave to us.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you get a chance, go see Morale Coryell live. And don't miss out this tribute to Joe Louis Walker. Check out live at thefalcon.com. And everyone's welcome to attend this great event. It's going to be a blast. So, Morale, thanks for being here. It's truly important to be able to memorialize someone who probably doesn't get national attention with memorials, and somebody that we here at KZE respect musically and as a human. So there's nothing we feel more sorrowful for than losing one of our members of the community, Joe Louis Walker.
Yeah, we love you, Joe.
Yeah. So, Morale, thank you for being here, and we love you too. So thanks a lot for
spreading. And happy Mother's Day coming up with everybody.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Morale. All the best, and don't miss Morale Coryell Live. Morale, on the internet, how can we get in touch with you?
Oh, MoraleCoryell.com, and I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, all the best, and thanks for being here. It's really important.
It's great to hear your voice every morning, Rick. It's comforting and hopeful to me. And, you know, I don't know, you know, how important it is to hear, how much it means to hear your voice as a calming and positive, you know, start to every day. Like, I look forward to it. It just makes me feel better, like playing music.
Well, thank you, Morale. Again, that means the world to me, and all the best to you. And let's keep the music rolling. We'll take a little break, reset ourselves, and then get back to some great music. 98.1 KZE.
This is Dr. Jeff Villalmo.
And Dr. Maureen Villalmo. And I'd like to tell you about a new service that I am offering as an adjunct to our dental practice.